We come back from Israel. Days of the Gentiles we're coming right down to the end of it. The end of the days of the Gentiles. That's why people are so careless. They're not trying to live for God like they was. People are not making a special effort to live for God. They used to fast. They used to pray. Used to spend all night in prayer, but they're losing their bowels of compassion. Why is that? Because the Bible said, iniquity shall abound and the love of many shall wax cold. Lukewarm. As they wax cold, they once was hot. As they wax cold, they get into a lukewarm state as they start cooling off. When they get into the lukewarm state, they're in trouble with God. How many of you know that? See, they don't have any drive in them. The foolish virgins, these charismatics, is rising up. See, them are not real Pentecostal people. The Pentecostal trend of people that's received the great Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost in their life in years gone by, God has sealed the bride in. Them folks that's rising up is not Pentecostal. I said this, you'll find it on my tapes, a year or so ago, a number of years back. I said the foolish virgins will start rising up. I said they're already rising up. Seeing them things that out there, that's not real Pentecostal people. That's denominational people that's getting into that charismatic move that's starting to speak in tongues. They're going after that oil, but the door's done closed on them. They're rising up. They're trying to get it. Now, it's a late hour. It's a real late hour. And us going out to Missouri, there it has to do with the dividing. Whereas Jesus came through those eastern gates, this is having been the woman's move in that it was to America and she's the woman, to the bride. Now that move is over. That move is over. It'll never be a woman's move again, never, throughout eternity, never. Because the only way the woman move got in was through the fall in the garden that God gave in to her to keep from destroying her. See, he left the male, which was Adam, which was the Jew, and he gave in to the woman to keep from having to destroy her. Because she was the weaker vessel, he had mercy on her. And even in her sins, he came to her. Now, all this has to do with me seeing Brother Branham's death in Florida. Right at this time, Brother Ernie Harberger, who is a German Jew, has got his tent set up in Miami. And we're supposed to go down there. He wanted us to come down and be in the tent meeting there. And, of course, him setting up there, I'd already spoke of it having to do with the changeover right at this time of when the angel of the Lord came to us when we saw Brother Branham's death. And right here in going to Missouri is the changeover coming from Israel. Already, Brother James, I believe, will verify this, Brother James Torrance, that he said to me today, said, already, Brother Pike, said, trouble is starting to happen in Israel. I made the statement, I said, when we leave Israel, trouble will happen. I said, it'll set in and it'll move right into the tribulation. And I said, things will start happening to Israel, like you see strange things. And, of course, it's already started. Now, like I said so many times when we was here preaching to you, and I said, you don't understand, you don't understand, you don't understand. It's a sad thing when the days of the Gentiles are over. That means that the Spirit of God has left off with the Gentiles, and you can knock, you can scream, you can fast, you can pray, you can beg, you can do whatever you want to, but the door is closed. Now, how many remember that vision I told you that I saw? And in this vision, my dad got real heavy with sleep, and he couldn't hold his eyes open any longer. He was going off to sleep, which had to do with Dad's death. And I said along about that time, something set in that was everything dried up, the ground become parched, everything dried up, and something said to me, there's no need to write a book, there's no need to do anything, the Spirit of God is gone. Now, it's a sad, sad thing. Going over to Missouri, there where this thing broke loose before, Brother Branham had his first great meeting there. It broke loose. And that great meeting started also there at the Gateway of the West and moved to Azusa Street in California. Now, I'm just talking to you. How many of you got time just for me to talk to you a few minutes? It moved to Azusa Street. It is no coincidence that we are going out there at this time. Brother Harburger is setting up in Miami where we saw the change. And that at this time, it's no coincidence that we sent that song and wrote Pat a letter and run into Pat in California. Because it is like a golf course. You tee a ball off, and over at the Gateway of the West is like a launching pad. And then it goes from there to California. Just exactly like it's moving. You heard me say here before we ever even planned the meeting over in Missouri that the Lord had dealt with me to go to California. How many remember that? All right, now, here at the Gateway of the West, coming from the west to the east, there's that gate. James remembered when we prayed for the gate to be open. Somebody remembers where we went through the eastern gate in a night vision. Now, coming from the west, with the western move being over, which was the woman, and that America is the western world, then when God brought it into the western world, He divided it into two parts, the west and the east, to show us what had taken place typically. And in that the west is over, you say, how do you know that the western move is over? Because Brother David Terrell was to dovetail it out. How many remember I said that? And I said he'd change over to this. I saw him in a vision. His last magazine, he stated in it, he said, God has given us a healing ministry in the past, but now in the last 2 or 3 years, He has given us the revelation of Jesus Christ to get us ready. See, He's changed over to it. Is that right? And that's as plain as it can be. Now, in that it is over in the west, all of that was a western move. Brother Till Osborne, that was a western move. And look how Till has beginning to grow his hair and beard and all. Brother Hargis, look at the report that come out on him. Brother Grant, they said that the things that's happening out there is just unreasonable. In his place out there. The voice of healing, Brother Lindsay, died. Brother Branham, Brother Jack Coe, Brother Oral Roberts turned to Methodism. Brother A.A. Allen died. You understand what I'm saying? Pasadena, California, Brother Armstrong, the great gossip that got out on him, the split in the church. See, every one of them, one right after another, every one of them has gone down. Every one of them. Now, everything has gone out just like we said it would, because from the time that the church light goes out, which is the woman move, that is the moonlight that goes out, because she is a reflector of her husband. She reflects life. The husband gives life. She reflects life. She's a carrier. When she brings her children into the world, she reflects the life of her husband. How many of you know that's true? The children are the stars that's produced from her light. But the true life is in the husband. Are you following me? All right, when that light goes out, the woman's authority, the woman world, America, her government being over, are you listening to me now? Her government being over, the move of the bride being over. Brother David Terrell dovetailing Brother Branham's move out, which is that great move. Everything going out. When that is over, between the time that the moonlight goes out and the time that the sun comes up, which is the husband, the real light, the church goes out, the mother, the moon, then Christ, the day star, comes in, which is the sun. The sun is a star. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just taking the time. You understand what I'm saying? From the time it changes from moonlight to daylight, that is from the dark night, because in the darkness, which is the carnal mind, that's where the church is at. The church, we're the church, we're under the carnal mind. But from the time that it changes from that to the daylight, The daylight is the mind of Christ. And the true sons of God go into the daylight, which is the mind of Christ. The day star, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ. In between the time that the moonlight goes out and the sunlight comes up, in between that time, there's only one light. If a miracle goes out and she's the female, the Jew comes in and he's the male, the Jew is not crowned as ruler of the nation until after the tribulation period. So his light doesn't shine as a government until after that 3.5 years. The male doesn't come into power, for there's 3 years different between the male and the female. You know that is being accounted for. 18 with the woman and 21 with the man. That tribulation period comes in there. And then when he's crowned, in between that time, Antichrist comes in, which is typical of that star that's called his star, the morning star, in between the moonlight and the sunlight. The darkest part of the night is just before the dawn, because the moonlight goes out, there's no moonlight. The sunlight hasn't come in, so there's no sunlight. Therefore, there's only one light, that's the morning star. That has to do with the revelation coming in between that time. All the lights have gone out. They've gone out. I said it'd be well on their way out by 70. They've gone out. Now, how many of you have observed? I don't call myself a prophet. I don't say I'm nothing, but just a helper of your faith. But how many of you have observed that the things that I've said has come to pass in a stream, right on down in a stream? Now, in this, if we go over to Missouri, then that means that the woman's world is over, which is the western part of the United States. And we will be going through the eastern gate to introduce a new move, which will be a male move, which is the sonship coming in. The change that we saw when the angel of God came to us in Florida, when the Lord himself came and put a ring on our finger, took us out of the darkness into the light, and when we were shown the death of Brother Branham. And this change from the east to the west, there is a great thing to note. That's why I feel that God suffered us to finish spiritual conquest at this time, is because it had to do with the rapture of the church. Also, the little book called The Glass Slipper also has to do with it. You remember what I said about it. When the great ball was over, the great dance was over, then Christ, who was the Prince Charming of God, would go looking for the little lady. How many of you remember that? Between the midnight and the dawn. All right, now, there is a lot that I could say tonight, a lot of things that I could go into that would take us till the morning to finish up, and then we wouldn't be finished, we'd just quit. But there's a lot of things that I could say in connection with what is taking place. But there's one thing that I want to say, and that is, folks, you need to wake up. The midnight cry is here. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Trim your lamps and go out to meet him. It's lamp trimming time. How many know that? The foolish virgins are trimming their lamps. They're getting up. They're looking for the oil. They're saying, where is this Holy Ghost that they spoke in tongues with? But their lamps are gone out. You say, how do you know? If they speak in tongues, Brother Pike, then their lamps haven't gone out. That don't mean they've got any oil. Speaking in tongues does not mean they've got any oil. Living and overcoming live is proof of the oil. They're living anyway. So you that have oil, it's time to trim your lamps and light your lamps. It's time to spark up for God. Some of you have gone all the way out. And it's time that you spark up for God. It's time that you lit up for God. And some of you are going to strike the match to find out that you're not going to light up because you don't have any oil. And it's too late to get it. You're running out of, some of them has waited too late to get oil. Now you just watch and see. Some of them has waited too late. In spite of all of our cries and pleading and begging, you say, oh no, Brother Pike, it can't be, it can't be. But it can be. You know that it's coming someday, but you say, no, no, you don't have the authority to say that. I have the authority to say whatever He tells me to say. Whatever He tells me to say, I have the authority to say it. All right? Now, I'm just going to say just a very few words here, and I'm going to ask you to stand with me, because like I said, there's a lot of things I could say tonight and get into in the revelation of Jesus. But we've helped a good while with the singing. Folks, now listen. On the day of Pentecost, they were in one mind. That is something that it's almost impossible for me to do here, is to get you into one mind. That one mind is the mind of Christ, praise and thanksgiving. That one mind is that you don't have one thought contrary to your pastor. Not one. Not one thought contrary to your pastor. When you come in here, that you are with Him, pushing Him, pulling Him, praying for Him. Your heart and your spirit, not sitting there grieved and feeling like, well, bless God, I've got to do it, you know, because I'm afraid. You can't do that. You can't do that. You're not going to make it that way. You can't do it by sitting there and say, well, I know that I've got to do it, and I'm afraid not to do it. You're not going to do any good with God that way. You're going to have to delight yourself in the Lord, be glad to do it, come in there, and it's going to have to be the desire of your heart to be one with Him and to get in there, or else you will not make the kingdom. If your heart does not delight to be part with your pastor and delight to push Him and to be in the stream of holiness and meekness and loving kindness, you just haven't got the goods. That's all there is to it. God is a spirit. And to get into that spirit, your spirit has got to be mellow and sweet without any rebellion, without any resistance. And your thoughts is your spirit. When you think wrong and you think in a resisting way, when you sit in the seat of rebellion and the scornfulness, you absolutely before God are lost. You say, but I speak in tongues. That don't mean a thing. Not a thing. You say, but I feel the Spirit of God. That don't mean you are a Christian. It does not. You say, but I go to church and I try to do what's right. The Bible said many shall try, shall not be able to go in. Many. So then, it does not mean that you are right with God. The only proof that you are right with God is when your spirit is one with the man of God and flows together, and He has the power to remit your sins. He has the power to bind your sins to you. And you're going to have to let your spirit be mellow and get in there with His, or you're going to be lost. Now, you say, Brother Pike, I don't believe it. Well, that's up to you. It's not my job to make you to believe it. It's my job to tell you the truth. They that are born to the truth will hear the voice of God and believe it. The others will not. They will reason it out. They will say, well, I've been in this way a long time. I've done this. I've fasted. I've prayed. And I believe this because I know the Bible says. And they'll go round and around and wander in the wilderness till they die. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Paul said that I must present you to God. I must do it. Somebody said, well, I'm going to present myself. Paul said, I must present you to God. And I long to do it without grievance. I long to do it as presenting you, as having been a spouse to one husband, a virgin, without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. I long to do it. I must do it. So then, if I must do it, then there's reason why that you should be in harmony with me. Because if you are not in harmony with me, then I am grieved, because I pick up your spirit. There's no way in the world you can hide it. I pick up your spirit, and when I do, I am grieved. When I am grieved, God said that is unprofitable to you. And you say, what do you mean unprofitable? I mean that you're going to be cut off from the kingdom of God. That's exactly what I mean. It's unprofitable. You lose all your profit. And the Bible said, cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. That is unprofitable to you. You become an unprofitable servant. You people that are strong-willed. Now you listen to me, men and women alike. Some of you have made yourself so strong-willed, you ladies, that you can't live with a husband. You can't do it. You can't, even if you stay married to him, you can't live with him in peace. You'll never be one with him. You've made your will too strong. The worst thing you ever done in your life, lady, was went to high school and college and got an education. That's the worst thing you ever done. But in as much as you've done it, then you break that will down. You get back to a countrified way of living and honor and reverence your husband and realize without going through him, you're absolutely going to burn in hell. Folks, get with your pastor. Stay with your pastor and love your pastor and honor your pastor because he is the one that's going to present you to God. He is sent there, the ministry is sent there to perfect your faith in God. I want you to get these few thoughts as I'm trying to get them over to you tonight. Talking to you so that you can be helped. The rapture is not at all the way the Church of God has taught it. Not at all. Not in any way as the Church of God has taught it. It is not in any way as the Pentecostal holiness people have taught it. It's not in any way like the Baptists have taught it, nor the Assemblies of God have taught it. It is not in any way like that. Not at all. Not in any manner like that. I tell you this as a truth before God. Somebody would say, how do you know, Brother Pike, when all of them hundreds and thousands of people, are they wrong? They were in Noah's day. You can think it over. They were in Noah's day. They were in Abraham's day when God burned Sodom and Gomorrah. Now you say, well, what do you mean by that? I mean that the rapture, there is no word as rapture in the Bible that is a besetting word that will throw you off from the mind of God. It is not in the Bible that's a man-made, a scholar application. It is a translation into the kingdom of God. You have to be translated into the kingdom of God. You are not called out of this world to go into the kingdom of God. That is absolutely not the word of God. You are translated here in this present world into the marvelous kingdom of God. And the only way to be translated into it is by faith. The Bible said Enoch was translated by faith. That faith cometh by the hearing of this word. We are a perfecter of that faith. That faith has to be perfected to be able to translate you. The only way you can have faith, which is called the faith, and there ain't but one translating faith, that is not your faith, it is Christ's faith. And the only way to have that faith is by the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to have faith is to have a clear conscience. And the only way to have a clear conscience is to serve God with all of your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Paul the Revelator said, I strive always, I do everything I can, he said, to keep my conscience void of offense toward man and God. Now, it's got to be clear toward your fellow man, it's got to be clear toward God. You cannot come in here with thoughts in your mind that is unlike God. You cannot sit back there when I come up here and resist me. You cannot. The Bible said rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as idolatry. If you have any stubbornness in your spirit, any rebellion in your spirit, God will not justify you on any grounds at all. But you've got to completely be surrendered. It is a translation, and it is a mind, and it's got to be done by the use of a mind. I don't have time to go into that tonight, but it's got to be done by means of a mind. And you have got to be translated into the kingdom of God. That means if God is a spirit, and you are a spirit living in a little body of clay, it would be just like me putting some Clorox in water and stirring it up. Your spirit has got to become so dove-like that it has no resistance at all to God's spirit. And then it will come to God's spirit and they will translate one into another. And the eternal spirit will take your spirit and it will translate into a oneness. And then it will be Christ living in you and not you that's living. And that will break out progressively into this outer man to preserve the body from death. Now listen, folks, and I'm going to close. Love is the only thing that will do it. Faith worketh by love. And God is love, and God is the Word. This is the Word of love. I'm called to preach the Word of love to you. The minister is called to perfect your faith by the Word of love. And if you don't hear it and give the more earnest heed to it and conform to every jot and tittle of it, you're going to be lost. You're going to be lost. This is Word of Spirit, Word of life. It is the Word that He sent to heal them. It is the Word that He created them by. It is the Word that spoke the world into existence. It is the Word that cast out the unclean spirit. It is the Word that gives you faith to be translated. It is what translates you. Now, so then when we preach it as the mind of Christ that you know from part to part. You're changed from glory to glory as you get part to part. As that faith is perfected, it changes you into the glorious image of God. It is a translation, not a catching away. You say, but what about Thessalonians, Brother Pye? Thessalonians is a catching away. But the catching away does not come until the translation is finished. And then the catching away is only for those who have been translated. Not those that are going to be translated, those that have been translated. All right, now, I said that to you tonight. I hope that you can understand what I'm saying, because I just talked to you out of my heart tonight. I didn't scream at you, didn't holler at you, I just talked with you. Now, when you judge yourself, you remember what I said. Solomon spoke of the days when the voice of the turtle would be heard in the land. The turtle means turtle dove. The voice of the turtle. Today, the voice of the turtle is heard in the land. It's calling to its mate today. Even on the baptizing over yonder, when we were baptizing in Jordan, if you'll listen on that tape, it goes, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. You can hear something on the tape. There's a voice of a bird that's calling even on that tape. There's something that's taking place. Now, if you are His mate, you'll hear His voice. If you don't hear His voice, you are not His mate. I want you to stand with me. Now, I'm going to tell you, you're going to go your way and forget what I said. As sure as I live, you're going to go your way and forget it. I've told you this numbers of services back. I said, after I tell you all these things, you'll come back to the house of God a few days from now. You'll be in the same frame of mind, which is enmity to God, the carnal mind, which is death. You'll be in that same frame of mind. And I know that you will. I know that you will. Like Paul said, after my departure, grievous wolves will come in, not sparing the flock. Men raise up of your own self, pulling men away after them, splitting the church up, dividing it up, everything, pulling people off after them. He said, that'll come. He said, I warn you beforehand. But I know that you'll come back and won't be in the right frame of mind. But it's still my job to tell you. It's still my job to warn you. You see the sword coming and you don't want them, the blood will be on your hands. So I warn you. I tell you. I warn you. Paul said, I've not ceased to warn you night and day. I've warned you. Not shunned to declare the full counsel of God to you. I've warned you. Now I know that some of you are not going to conform to it. But that is something that is beyond my power. I have no way to make you conform. It is my job to tell you what it will take and tell you how to do it. But I know that some of you won't. And it's sad when I think about it and I stand here and I think that there could be among us tonight people that will scream in hell, that they will do it, that they will be in the eternal flames that Jude spoke of, that they will scream in hell throughout eternity. They will be in the eternal flames. You say, well, I don't believe in eternal flames. Brother Branham said that hell wasn't forever. I teach that hell isn't forever either. I teach that hell is swallowed up in the book of Revelation when hell and death is cast into the lake of fire. I don't know what Brother Branham taught about it, but that's what I teach. It is not eternal, but I teach the flames are eternal. Jude said those flames are eternal. the vengeance of eternal flames, where the worm dieth not and the flames are not quenched. Now, the worm there carries a significance where Jacob, it was said of God to Jacob, thy worm I shall help thee. The worm dieth not. Thy worm I shall help thee. How do you know what I'm saying? You know, a worm can turn into a butterfly. That is, you can be raptured. You can become an angelic creature. All the beauties of the rainbow. But you can be a worm and burn in hell. All right? I want you to bow your heads and I want to pray with you. And after this, we're going to sing a little chorus. And then we're going to be dismissed. Casting down imagination, bringing every thought into subjection to the obedience of Christ, David said, even to the intents of the heart. Praise God. While they play just a little bit on the organ here, we'll pray for Sister Eileen, the baby here. Precious, wonderful God of heaven, oh Lord, I praise Thee tonight in Jesus' name. Father, heal this precious little child. Dear God, in the precious, lovely name of Your darling Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, bless Sister Eileen tonight. The wonderful name of Your lovely Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Everyone that wants to be prayed for tonight, come on down to the altar. Just come on down. I can tell there's just numbers of you tonight that's wanting prayer. Hallelujah. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee, every hour, I need Thee, I need Thee. Now, my Savior, oh, how I need Thee. Don't turn Him away. Don't turn Him away. He has come back to your heart once again. So let Him in to stay, for oh, how you'll need Him to plead your cause on that eternal day. So listen to the Savior, hear His sweet voice. Don't turn Him away. Inasmuch as we're down here at the altar, I want you to examine yourselves. The Bible said, examine yourselves and see if you're in the faith. Faith by the hearing of the Word. See if your faith is really in the Word. See if it's in your conviction. See if it's in what you think. See if it's in what you've heard. See if it's in what you've been taught. See if it's in your feelings. See if it's in your own strength. See If you're in the faith tonight, see if your faith is in the Word tonight. Check up and make sure that what you believe is the Word, what you understand is the Word, what you're trusting in is the Word. But you know the Word, and you know what the Word says, and your faith is anchored in exactly what it says. That it's in Calvary that all of your righteousness is as filthy rags, and that the only salvation is in Christ, and faith in Christ. And no matter what we've done, and no matter how long we've tried to serve Him, that we don't have one merit, not one merit to our own benefit, that we're saved altogether by His shed blood. And that if we do not have a clear conscience from a loving heart, a surrendered will, faith from that conscience in Calvary, then we don't have anything. Examine yourselves tonight. If you've not been right, then get right. If you haven't had the right attitude, then take the right attitude. If you've not had the right spirit, get the right spirit. If you have one alt against any living human being in the past, now as of the present, or anywhere in the future you plan to have one, get it out of your mind. Get it out of your heart. Every thought must come into subjection to Him. Every thought. There cannot be one thought, not one thought, not one thought, not one thought. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who did not have one thought of evil in it, not one thought. Let the old you die out, that it might not be your mind living, but the mind of Christ that does not have one thought that is evil, not one thought that is evil. Man, the Bible said God looked down the days of Noah as it was in the days of Noah. He said man's thoughts were continually evil. All flesh had corrupted its way before God. So it is today as it was in that day. All flesh is gone. No flesh would be spared if it wasn't for Christ. So then I ask you to do this. Remember as it was in the days of Noah. Man's heart was continually evil. If your mind is continually evil, that means that you are lost, you're damned, you're cut off. And your mind is continually evil. Every person here, the mind is continually evil. Everyone. And the Bible said their minds were continually evil. And the only remedy that God could give for it was to take out the mind of man and the evil mind and place within them the mind of Christ that was no evil, that knew no evil, that had no evil, that the spirit of life might flow through that virtuous mind and redeem that fallen body from the detriments of that evil mind that had taken it in the garden and cut off life from it. Folks, if you don't have the mind of Christ, you need to get it. I've preached it to you. I've tried to tell it to you. I've tried to get you to instigate it in your heart. I've tried to get you to switch over. Paul said, be you therefore transformed by the renewings of your mind. Some of you are not even listening now. Some of you haven't listened. It hasn't registered in your mind that your thoughts have to be transformated to be able to preserve your body from death. It is an absolute with God. Your minds have got to be transformated. Be therefore transformed by the renewing of your minds. Let this mind be in you. Otherwise, you'll never make the rapture because your thoughts are continually evil. Let's sing another little chorus together. Search your hearts now. See if you be in the faith. Search your mind. Search your heart. Search your ways of life tonight. Folks, I beseech you by the mercies of God. Whereas He said to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Make a full surrender. I'll go with Him through the garden. I'll go with Him.